Irish music for St. Patrick's Day from the dear friends Jean Thomas Flute and James Furla Guitar. Anne Burnham has written about Irish food, travel, and literature for many publications, including the Chicago Times, the Houston Chronicle, and the Times Journal newspapers. I asked Anne what Irish music you'd expect to hear at a St. Patrick's Day celebration in Dublin.
Traditional music, definitely. Irish ceilidhs, Irish ceilidh music, horns, hornpipes, reels, jigs, music like that. You hear a lot of the ballads, but then you hear that kind of music all the time in Ireland. So it wouldn't be too different on St. Patrick's Day.
Somebody, I think it was a friend of mine, once said something about, characterized Irish music as a lot of hooting and tooting, and I don't think he meant it very kindly,
Oh, no,
actually.
That's right, but think of the music of Carolan. That's gorgeous music, the music of the 16th and 17th centuries, the great Irish harpers. That music is on a par with music that was being written on the continent at the time. And the ballads in Ireland are marvelous, wonderful, wonderfully lyrical, wonderfully musical. And the word has an important part. The words of a song are important.
When you were growing up, anything on this program that you would have sung or heard?
A lot of it is so familiar, Jim. I sang songs like The Cúlainn and The Snowy-Breasted Pearl and Shula Gra in school and in competitions. And we heard The Wearing of the Green all the time. We used to march to the music of The Minstrel Boy in elementary school. And we sat on what would only be described as almost bleachers, like stepped seats, you know, and you marched up and down in the morning and you took your seats on those and we marched to The Minstrel Boy.
I would think you'd have some negative memories
there. No, very happy memories.